Hi there. It is week five of 52 weeks of inspirational messages for 2025. Well, week five into this year, and there is already a lot going on. I don't even want to talk about political stuff, so I'm just going to let that go to the wayside because you could get consumed in that if you let yourself. But interesting thing is that spirit sometimes sends me messages out of the blue, just could be driving down the road or thinking about something completely different, and all of a sudden I'll get a pop in. And I don't know what it means, I just know I get them. Sometimes they make perfect sense, sometimes they don't. And when I get a pop in, I write it, I open up my notes on my phone, and I put it in my notes because my notes on my phone and my notes on my laptop, they sync. Currently, by the way, I have 4,735 notes. I don't delete them. Probably should, but I don't. Anyway, the other day I was around supper time and I was coming back to the ranch where I live, and I heard Spirit say very clearly this message. And it was so random because I wasn't even thinking about anything like this. And Spirit said, "When birds of a feather flock together, but the birds are so toxic they even turn on each other." And I was like, what does that mean? And that took me a minute, and I realized maybe that was a little inspirational message for me and for you and for other people that have ever been in that situation where you have friends or people that you think are your friends, and then those people are no longer your friends, and they team up with other people who were no longer your friends. It's kind of, I don't know. I think everybody's experienced this, whether you did in school, whether you did in your workplace, whether you did in your adult friendships, or even in your families, sometimes even in our family dynamics. And that's come up a lot lately in readings where families are very divided because some people are connected and picking on the other people, and it's can get messy. But the thing is that when toxic people are unhealed and they band together with other toxic, unhealed people, they will turn on each other. So you don't have to get involved in that. You don't have to do anything. You just have to let them. And again, Mel Robbins' book, Let Them, is mind-blowing and an amazing tool to help you understand how to let people be who they are without it having to continue to affect you. But anyway, I just thought it was a super interesting message that Spirit's reminder was, don't worry about those birds that are flocking together and they make and all this squawking and all this noise, because they're so toxic, they're even going to turn on each other. And it really has nothing to do with you. You have to let go. You have to move on. You have to allow people to be who they are. And when they show you who they are, you have to believe them. Have a great week, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.